January is National Mentoring Month, so we thought it was the perfect time to kick off this recruitment campaign for men called Man Up. We have 30 boys on our waiting list right now, and we'd love nothing more than to be able to get them matched.
30 boys. Now, is that fairly normal of your waiting list, or does that seems a little high?
It is a little high, but the numbers continue to grow as kids face more and more adversity in the times that we live in. And so it's a challenge for Big Brothers Big Sisters agencies across the country, and many of them are working on campaigns to recruit more men during Mentoring Month.
I know, Gary, you're here kind of in the context of sort of spearheading this from the standpoint of the organization. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're looking to do and how to get some men involved.
Well, good morning. Glad to be on Minor Radio.
glad to have you.
But, Walt, we've got a lot going on, actually. Today's kicks off with the radio. We've got a lot of media campaign going out. Mm-hmm. We have blitzes going on. Thanks to Greater Ishpeming Nagani Chamber of Commerce, Lake Superior Community Partnership. We're going to be doing some pizza posters. Pizza Hut's agreed to do pizza posters on all the pizzas during the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
So it's key to deliver. You'll get some deliveries from those guys.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, definitely. But we're reaching out. The big thing that we're doing, Walt, is the need is urgent. And we can't undersell that. Mm-hmm. There's 30 boys that have been waiting on an average of about 12 months. So the board and staff came together and said, hey, let's go after this. So we're really aggressively going after every channel we can, be it service organizations, be it churches, be it businesses, whatever we can do to get the message out there that we need 30 male men.
Yep, you need 30 men to step up
and man up.
Well, it seems like a relatively easy thing to do, but maybe it isn't, because it needs this special push. What would you tell somebody that's listening right now that's considering saying, well, you know, I could do that? What would they need to do?
Well, the thing that they would need to do to get started would be to call Laura or Liz at our office in Nagani at 475-7801 to get started. Mm-hmm. Or you can visit us on our website at bbbsmqt.org, mm-hmm. Or on our Facebook page, and get some more information. Also, a lot of stuff been printed in the Mining Journal lately. Mm-hmm. There's information there. But, you know, it's what a great way to make a difference in a child's life by just giving them a little time and attention and listening to them. And
It seems like that. I mean, that we've been talking on this show for years with Jane about all the programming here. And Jane, you know, it is key that this is a very important thing in a young person's development.
Oh, it's critical. Studies have found that kids who are matched with a big brother or big sister after 12 months, they perform better in school. They get along better with the other kids and their families. They have hope for the future. And they learn about careers and different things they can do. It truly, truly makes a difference.
We continue in the studio with Jane Letts. She is Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties. And Gary Perilla, also a board member and Chair of Recruitment and Fund Development for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and the leader of the Man Up effort. Gary, you've been talking a little bit about getting the word out, but you're getting the word out about not only the program, but maybe some things that are going on that people can find out more information. What's happening with that?
We do have a informational meet and greet recruitment event. We have two of them, actually. We have the ORDOC on February the 4th at 6 p.m. and Jasper Ridge February the 20th at mm-hmm. 6 p.m. And good opportunity to come. We're going to have food, beverages, prizes, and T-shirts to give away. And our staff and board members and other bigs will be there to help available to talk about the program and how to get involved.
Your involvement, obviously you've gotten involved with the board, with the organization and whatnot, but it must be close to your heart to get involved with this program. Tell me a little bit about that.
It is. I've been a big before, and I'm actually back in. I was the first one to sign up, just so you know.
Well, there you
putting the money where my mouth
That's
is.
That's good.
I love it. I really do. It's a great organization. They've been around 100 plus years. It's proven. It's a proven program when it works, mm-hmm. and it's a win-win. Yeah, it really is.
It really seems like a relatively enjoyable thing from the people that we've talked to over the years that have been here, and Big Brothers, Big Sisters, of course. I mean, this push for men, but if women want to get involved, you're looking for that too. Really quick, Jane, I know we've touched on this almost every time that you've joined us, but you know, what are the criteria? What are the things that you look for in someone to be a big, and what things do you check into and whatnot?
Well, it's pretty simple, Walt. You need to be 16 or older and be able to spend 4 to 6 hours a month with your little brother for at least a year. We do come and have you, we interview you in your home, you fill out an application, we run background checks and so on, you know, the standard things that we do. Mm-hmm. But it's fairly simple to become involved in the program.
Mm-hmm. And the easiest way to probably do it is to get online, find you online, or give you a call, which, of course, the phone number is
475-7801.
And the easiest way is to probably Google search Big Brothers, right. Big Sisters, Marquette, and Alger counties. Again, Gary, those events that are coming up are when and where?
The first event is February the 4th at 6 p.m. at the ORDOC, mm-hmm. And February the 20th at Jasper Ridge. Great opportunity to come out. Actually, we're going to have some music at the ORDOC and prizes and
a good night
man
out.
Food.